We are learning Maseches Shabbos Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting on Pei Tes Amud Beis like 5 lines from the top. We, Baruch Hashem, got through the Gemaras of Matan Torah. Now going back to our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that how do you know that you tie a red string on the head of the Sarer Hamishtaleach, the goat gets sent down to Azazel? Because the Pasuk says, "Emiuchat eichem kishonim," which means if your averis are red, "Kishelag yabinu," I'll make it white like snow. Talk to Gemara. Kishonim, kishonim mebayalei. It's a chut shani. Then when something a red bendel, a red string is called a chut shani. Shani means red, not shonim. Why goes in rabim? By shelag, it doesn't say kishlagim. It says shelag. So why is it kishonim? Kishonim, kishonim mebayalei. Even if you had ta'im, or be like years, just do raise a boy, says me braces. Even if you have chatam from Shays me braces, it's over years and years and years. And maybe you'll think you're a Rasha and you can't do tshuva. But Mishesh me braces are Aksha, still Kashel Yabinu, I'll still make it white. They were just saying, ain't years, there's no years, even if someone is, even if someone has a virus for all the years, still. Hashem always accepts tshuva. That's what we learn from the word shanim. Even though it's like the years of Aveira, still Kashel Gabinu. So I'm going to more a little about tshuva and about the stickle with the schus ovis. Doros Rava Maidich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, L'chuna v'nivacha yoyim Hashem. That's the beginning of this Pasuk, actually, of this Yuchat Eichem Kashanim. Kashel Gabinu, the beginning of the Pasuk says, L'chuna v'nivacha yoyim Hashem. He says, go and get Musr, Yoimar Hashem. So, l'chuna, bo'una, bo'ile. Just say, come, let me tell you Musr. Why is he saying, go, get Musr? What's l'chu? Also, Yoimar Hashem, Amma Hashem, bo'ile. Not Hashem is going to say, Hashem said. Why yotz Yoimar Hashem? So, the Gemara, there's going on a Maisa. Lost love is what's going to happen. Yoimar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell Yisrael, when they want to come to Din, he didn't tell Klai Yisrael, l'chuna yitzav aseichem, go to your avos v'yichichu eschem, and they'll give you musa. V'yomru lefanav Rabbeinu Shloilam, and the Yidden to say in front of Hashem, Eitzamin Eilech, who should we go to? We don't trust avos so much. Eitzel Avram shamarta lo yedei ateida v'loy bikas racham aleinu. Should we go to Avram when you told Avram that the Yidden go down to Mitzrayim and then be ger years racha, and Avram didn't daven for us? So I don't go to Avram. It's Yitzchak Shabirchas Esav. Yitzchak gave a bracha to Esav that when we go down, then Esav will be on top of us. Esav will be a master to us. But because Racham Aleinu, he didn't daven for us. It's Yaakov Shemartaloy Anoichi Erid Imcha Mitzrayma, and the pasuk says weiter in that pasuk Anoichi Erid Imcha Mitzrayma Anoichi Alcha Gam Aloy. And Rashi says that's a remnant to the other Goliaths. So Yaakov got that nevuah, and v'lo bikash racham aleinu. So it's a mean eilech nachshav. Who should we go? Because all the others, they didn't down for us. So therefore, the Eden said, you know what? Yoimar Hashem, you tell us the chacha. You yourself tell us the chacha. That's Yoimar Lashon of Asid. You tell us the chacha. Amalem Kodesh Baruch Hu, since you would tell attack everything in me, I'm going to attack and heal you. And give you a kapara, I give you tshuva. That's the read the pasuk. So, l'chu no v'nivcha means Hashem says, l'chu, go to the avos. And we say, no, yoimar Hashem. Let Hashem say it himself. So, the Gemara Vayter, all these Gemaras, we can't stand kipshutai, obviously. So, the Gemara Vayter, I'm not sure, I'm not sure, I'm the pasuk says, "Ki ata avinu, you are our father. Ki Avram lo yadanu, v'yisrael lo hakireinu. Ata Hashem avinu galeinu ma'am shemecha." Now, what's behind this pasuk? The pasuk says, "Like you are our father, not Avram and not Israel, not Yaakov. Ata Hashem avinu galeinu ma'am shemecha." What's behind this pasuk? So Gemara says, "I'll get to pshat behind this pasuk." Lasa lavoi, yoyim la'kodesh baruch hu Avram. Lasa lavoi, Hashem's going to tell Avram avinu, "Banecha chatuli, your children." Did Averis? I'm the father of Avinu Shalom. Yamalcha Kedusha Shemecha. Let them get destroyed on Kedusha Shemecha because your name is holy, and that's Kiddush Hashem. They should get destroyed. That's what Avram says. Pella. Amar Imel El Yaakov. So he didn't say let's go to Yaakov. Or Hashem says let me go to Yaakov. Imel El Yaakov. He says, let me ask Yaakov. Let me go ask Yaakov, because Yaakov put a lot of work into them. Tzargid labanim. Maybe he'll ask for rachmim on the Eden. Omar, leis, Hashem says to Yaakov, v'nechachotu, your children did averus. Omar, l'fonav, Yaakov says, v'nechachotu, yamachu al kedush shmecha. Let them get destroyed because of your holy name. So you see again, from Yaakov also, he didn't want to be mekabel the tshuva. He didn't want to daven for them, for the Eden. Omar, so Hashem says, lo v'savei taima. You know, the older one, you know, is not working out, which is Avram Avinu, the Zakin. Lo v'dar d'keitze, not the youngest Av either. Yaakov also is no eitz over here. They can't protect or say lamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Hashem goes to Yitzchak. Amal Yitzchak, b'necha chotuli, your children did have errors. Amal l'fan, Rabbein Shloilam, b'nai, you're saying my children, v'loi b'necha, is that your children? B'shah shekdimu v'necha nasla nishma, at the time that the Eden said nasa before nishma, k'rasa lehem, you called them b'ni b'chari, you called them my son, the oldest, the b'char. And Rashi points out that really, b'ni b'chari is a pasuk in Parashat Shemois. So, what's going on here? It's not by Nas Vanishma. So Rashi says, because he knew Golul Fanecha, they're going to say Nas Vanishma. So he called B'nei B'chari. Back upon him, Yitzchak tells Hashem, what do you mean? It's my children, it's your children. Achshav Bonai V'lo B'necha, now you're saying it's my children, not your children. V'oid, Kamachotu. Let's make a cheshbon. How much do they do have Averis ready? Kamach Neshav Adam. How long does a person live? Shivim Shana. 70 years is a normal lifespan of a person. 70 years. Dal Eshim Loyal Anshaleo. Take off 20 years that they don't get Oinish. Which is a whole big shayla, but the Gemara is saying here, for the tourist 20 years, they don't go to Einish. Like we find by the Dor HaMidbar, like Rashi points out, the Dor HaMidbar, that when they did the Meraglim, they only die from 20 and up. So think of 20 years, down to 50. Poshul HaChamishim, down to 50. Dal Esim HaChamish HaLasa, added those 50 years, 25 is the night, when you're sleeping. You're not doing any various when you're sleeping. So first of all, that's a little schwer. First of all, you don't sleep 12 hours a night, so I don't know why it's half the time, okay. And number two is, a person could do aver when he's sleeping. So it's a good kasha. I don't know why it's saying 12 hours of sleeping. Maybe it means resting and sleeping. Maybe it means... But Lamaisa, he said 25 years is knocked off because you're busy resting. Now you only have 25 years left. Paul Shalom, Esmechem, you only have 25 years left. Dal Tatisari Apaga. Now you're left with 12 and a half years, which is half of 25. What are you doing then? Taking care of your bodily needs. The Tzuluye... Umechel, you're davening, you're eating, the Beis HaKiseh, you have to go to the bathroom. And I saw from here, you see that davening is a part of the bodily needs, like eating and drinking is davening. It's part of, you know, that's the air you breathe. So that's half the time also. So now all we're left is, the whole amount of years you're being chayta, maybe 12 and a half years. Pashul tarti sari palga. All you're left is 12 and a half years that you could do averus. And you have to work also. So how many averus can you do already? So Yitzchak tells Hashem, at the soivel as kulam, if you can manage that, all 12 and a half years, mut of good. Vimlav, palga alai, palga lach. I'll accept half of it. I'll take half the averus. And this difficult kai so part of my inish. Vimtim tzloimar, kulam alai, you want me to take everything? I'll take everything. I was makrav myself. I was makrav Yitzchak for you. And that's how it was lamin schus for kai so. Paschu v'amru. So the Yidin say, ki ata avinu, you Yitzchak are my father. And not like the pasuk says, "Ki Avram lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo ikaranu." You know, not Avram, not Yisrael. They couldn't help us. So Amla Yitzchak tells them, "Achatam kalsim li, if you give me thanks, kolsu Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is really your father." Umachvile Yitzchak Kadosh Baruch Hu beinayu, and Yitzchak shows them a Kadosh Baruch Hu with his eyes. Meyad nosu einim lamorim, they pick their heads up to the sky. Va'omrim. Ata Hashem Avinu Goyleinu Ma'olam Shemecha. That's the pshat in this psukim. So Yitzchak is the one who's melamed tzchus on Klal Yisrael. There's a Ryaka Kamenetsky that says that he brings down that if you look through the psukim, all the Avis had nesiyonis that were connected their teva. Avram Avinu was the Amud HaChesed, and his nesiyonis always connected Chesed. He had to leave his father at home by Lech Lecha. He had to do Akedas. Yitzchak was connected Chesed. And Yaakov Avinu also, all his nesiyonis were connected his teva. He had to steal the brachas, which wasn't MS, and he's MS. Yaakov stands for MS. He had to steal the brachas. He had to go to Lavan and try to make money that way. So his nesiyonis were to go the will of Hashem, even though it was connected his teva. And the fact of Yaakov Netzach, where did he find Yitzchak had an asayin connected his teva? What's his teva? His teva is din, mishpat. That's his teva. Midas the gevura, midas adin. So where do you see when connected his teva? So Yaakov Netzach, in this Gemara, lost the love, he didn't have to go connect his teva. His teva usually is, no, let the Yidden get punished. But he's the one who's lamed mischus. Fakaret, he's the one who's lamed mischus for Klai Yisrael, even though he's din. Really, when you go into Golis, you go into Golis in chains. And the Yidden is supposed to go into Golis. He's supposed to go in chains. But his gewaldig schus of Yaakov Avinu was garmaloi that he went down with much easier. The chesiv says in the pasuk, v'chevle odom emshechem. I'll bring him down with ropes of odom, which means not the shel barzel, not the chains. In loshon of a chiba, loshon of a love, like I pull him down to Mitzrayim with ropes. Amshchem, but avoyses ahava with ropes of ahava. Va'elach hem kimerim oil alechayehem, which Rashi explains that in Mitzrayim Hashem helped them out, helped them work. Va'at olav oichel, and he helped them do the job. And v'soivol avoydes perach. In Mitzrayim, when they were in Mitzrayim, Hashem gave them a hand and helped them be with the Avodas Perach. Adka that Mishnah, we start the new Mishnah Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. Hamaitu, back to the sugya of Shiurim of Hoitzah. That when you take out something on Shabbos and carry it, it has to be something that has a chashivas. So the Mishnah says, Hamaitzi Eitzim, if you carry out twigs, what's the shear? Kedei Levashal Beit Zekala. You have enough twigs to cook an egg that's easy to cook, which we said before in the Gemara, means a chicken egg. And it means a sheer gregarious of a chicken egg. That's how much as a sheer of eitzim you need that will be able to cook such an egg. How much tavlin? Enough spices, tavlin means spices. How much spices? Enough to spice a chicken egg that's cooked. All tavlin, all spices, I'm a star of zemzeh. The Mishnah says further, klipe goizim, peels from walnuts, klipe remoinim, peels from pomegranates, these things are used for dyes. Istis, upaya, different type of dye, dil tzvaya, ben beged, katam, pisafcha. You know what you have to bring out? Enough to dye a small piece of cloth that you use for the head covering of the ladies. How much meraglayim do you have to carry out v'chayiv? They used to use those as meraglayim as a cleanser. So meraglayim, neser, aburius, kumulia, v'ashleg, neser, aburius, kumulia, v'ashleg, a different type of soaps. They need a shear, kabes beged katan pisavcha, enough to wash a small cloth that's used for the head coverings. Enough of this cleanser to clean off a kesem of dam nida, because that was the halacha that to test the first dam. They used these cleansers, these sammanim, like it's in the Mishnah Nida. And that's the shear, which is a smaller shear than cleaning a beged of pisavcha. That's the shear to be chayiv on these cleansers. We bring it out, chayiv for that amount, a smaller amount. Zok to Gemara. Instead of the ratio of Mishnah, how much twigs you have to bring out to be chayiv? Enough to cook a beit zekala. Frey to Gemara, we know that already. Before it said that a little reed, what's the shear? Enough to burn and to cook a beit zekala, a small egg, an egg of a tana garlis, a chicken egg. Frey to Gemara, tanani chazimna, konog, the last is kumis. A reed, the shear is to make a pen. Well, your av is very thick or merusso smashed off, but you can't make it into a pen. K'dei levashel beit zekala, enough to cook a easy to cook egg, which is a egg of tana garlis. Shebeitzim, beit zekala shebeitzim, the easy egg shebeitzim, trufa, it's beet, v'nois the milfus and put it into a pot. So we said the shear already, so why do we have to say the shear again in our Mishnah? And the Gemara, ma'o tema hasam by a kana, hasam, who lechaz lemidi a kana a reed that's smashed up is not ready for anything. The lechaz lemidi is not ready for anything. So there we understand you need a shear enough to cook up egg. Aval eitzim twigs the chazul kachel akli they use it for a lock as part of a lock, the teeth of a lock, which is less than firewood. May I fill a kol shuv in a small amount yichayiv kamash v'lon? No, that's not the normal use. Ikka of tashmishim of eitzim is for bishul, and therefore it has to have that shear. It's not enough to have a shear of a lak. So the Gemara Vayter, it said the Mishnah tavlin k'dei tavel beit zekala. Spice, what's the shear of spice? Enough to spice an egg of a chicken, an egg that's easy to cook. Break the Gemara kasha of raminu, and it says at the end of that line with starfin, all the different spices of a starf. It means let's say you need, you know, half a handful of tavlin to spice the egg. Let's say even less than that. Still, you could use all different type of tavim together. Black pepper, white pepper, all these things. They're all mitzarif. Great thing, Marakasha, Ramino, I see Akasha. I'm asking a steerer to this. It says in Mishnah in Arla, that tavlim, which are Arla, Shnayim Ushloisha Shemes Benechad, if you have three type of Arla, of vegetables, that are from one min. For example, Rashi says, you have white pepper, black pepper, and long pepper. They're all mitzarif to the shear, and of Isser Arla. Arla is a shear. There's a certain shear, and because you're talking about you're spicing a pot, and it'll be bottled in the pot, if not, if they gave a taste. They're all mitzdarif, and they're not bottled in the pot. So, shayim shaminim min echad, or shayim shaminim, all three different minim, but they're all arla. The halach is, it's the if you put it into a food, and it makes it spicy, asurim, it's also. Umitzdarif zem zeh, they're all mitzdarif to the shear, that's enough to spice something. Even though one of those spices alone wouldn't be able to spice the thing, it'll be bottled. But all three types of spices are mitzarif. Bama chizkia. They were talking about dafka bina mesika shonu. They all have to be sweet. But if one's sweet and one's not sweet, they all have to be sweet timing. But if they're not all sweet, they're not all doing the same thing, they're not mitzarif. However, royal lamatic there is they can use them to sweeten a kader. Time of the chaz lamatic is there. The only reason why it's mitzarif is because they're royal to sweeten a kader together. So they're the same type. And even in our Mishnah, it's mashma that any type of tavla mitzdarif, even though they're not the same type, even though they can't be sweetened like they're the same way. It's mashma, all tavla mitzdarif. So our Mishnah machalik. Mara says, no, here also, chazulamatik. It's enough to be mitzdarif. It's talking about they're all the same type, they all could be mitzdarif, and to sweeten the kedera, and that's the shear, that's mitzdarif ze im ze. So that's what comes out from our Gemara. Now the Rishonim asked that what's the stira legavi issa achila? It's a any min two minim are mitzdarif. You don't have to be the same min. We found before that for sheer groigris all oichel mitzdarif. So the answer that's the afka by foods, but here we're talking about spices. Spices, the whole purpose of a spice is to spice up a pot, and therefore it can't be called a tzirif if it can't have the same time. And spice something. Mashenken food is food. It don't have to be the same type. Mashenken spices, the whole point is the spice of a pot, it has to be the same type. Therefore, coming out, the only time it's a star of Lashir, to be chayef by itself, to all chazul matek.